This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Oh, it's alive! It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Winter is coming.
Toss a coin to your witcher.
They mostly come at night. Mostly.
Meanwhile, at the Legion of Doom.
Geeks out on Joyheim before point time.
Oh, Berlin.
Folks, welcome back. I'm Miranda Sparks. You may have heard our current guest on Drive with Dee and Warren earlier today, sharing his story as part of the Deadly and Proud campaign. He's here now in full geek mode to tell us now about IndigiNerd. Keenan Muir, welcome to Geeks Out.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, great to have you. Now, you launched the first IndigiNerd convention in 2019, highlighting pop culture from an Indigenous perspective. In your own words, how did IndigiNerd come to be and what are its goals?
Yeah, so IndigiNerd came about out of this event that I had to organise and bring over from America. From the main thinking of bringing over Indigenous Comic-Con over, I thought, there's an even bigger missing platform here for our people. Out of that thinking grew IndigiNerd, which is a platform for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, but it's also inclusive of our allies who want to see more representation in pop culture media. It's a creative space for all of us to come together and talk everything geeky that we love.
So, you know, on that for a moment, tell us about your love story with geekery. You know, like you love superheroes and a whole bunch of pop culture. When did you first find it?
Would have been a while ago. So when I was young, spent a bit of time at the Royal Children's Hospital. It was there I fell in love with these comic books of, you know, Batman and Superman and Green Lantern and all of these sorts of characters. But growing up, I started to notice there weren't really any stories or characters depicting around my own growing up as a proud Aboriginal boy. There just weren't any characters on the sheet that look like me, that talk like me, that act like me. So I did a bit of research through my university. I centered a lot of my work around the importance of Indigenous representation in these sorts of media and communication spaces. Mm-hmm. And then from that it just grew and grew and grew until I found more people who had the same sorts of questions and ideas. And, yeah, I created a whole business, I guess, out of that.
Yeah, definitely. Over that sort of time, like, have you found that representation of Indigenous people has grown?
It has grown, I will say that, although I think there still is the missing issue of a lack of diverse creative people in these industries. Mm. So when I think back to you know, Marvel or DC in the 90s, a lot of these African-American characters or indigenous characters were typically written and designed by writers who weren't from those cultural backgrounds. And I think if you do have an indigenous person, for example, behind the creation of an indigenous superhero, I think you'll find organically that they will input some elements of their own personality, their own cultural traits, their own community into these characters.
I mean, I definitely know through my own knowledge of comics, I can only think of three characters who are indigenous to this continent. One being Bishop of the X-Men, although that history is largely overlooked. I know of one character in the Avengers during the Jonathan Hickman series from a couple of years ago. And yes, one from Grant Morrison's Multiversity. But these aren't exactly wider characters. And again, they're informed by non-Indigenous writers and creators. And I'm sure there's this whole wealth of talent that's out there. Like, you know, I'm sure you have a closer finger to the pulse on it than I do. What sort of great stuff is out there that folks aren't being connected to right now?
So within Australia, there's no other publishing agency, I think, more than Magabala Books. They publish Aboriginal created books and books for children, but they also do have a look at some graphic novels and comics. I do my best to hit up the indie circuit, see what's being created from, you know, from your own community in your own backyard. You never know what's going on. In terms of something overseas, I'd probably give a shout out to Red Planet Comics, which was actually how Indigenous Comic-Con got started. So Red Planet comic books are the first comic book distributors who only supply and distribute Indigenous created comics and graphic novels.
That seems a real sort of ironic thing there, that the first publisher to really pick up Indigenous content like that comes from the United States.
Yes. No, that's pretty funny. I think that's just a testament to the pathways, the opportunities that that they've created for their own community. That's not to say that our own community don't create these pathways. I think we just need that assistance of having our allies, having our community working together to create these sorts of opportunities.
For sure. And, you know, you've done a fair bit of, you know, work exploring pop culture in academia, and, you know, you've gone around the convention circuit doing panels and the like. What sort of reception is there from folks when you talk about the need for Indigenous representation?
Yeah, good question. There's always a mixed response. You're always going to have those perspectives that probably aren't the kindest when they do end up asking a question. We try and be as welcoming as possible, but sometimes those questions can reflect elements of racism. But I mean, that the whole point of Indigenous is to break that whole cycle of thinking and show that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture is alive and well, it's resilient, it's not centered around our history. We're continually evolving. This is proof. Indigenous is proof of that.
Absolutely. And that you're all part of living cultures that are here and present and deserve to be celebrated.
Exactly.
You said before Indigenerd is not necessarily just for Indigenous people and Indigenous pop culture fans, that you're looking to bring allies together as well. And, you know, I'm guessing, you know, that's part of, you know, creating these connections and pathways between creators and fans. You've got an Indigenerd event coming up in August of this year.
Yes.
What kind of thing can folks expect from that?
Yeah. I'll go back to what the actual space of Indigenerd is for. An inclusive audience. We're not exclusive in any way, although we do focus around Indigenous creativity and content. It's open to all community. If they're interested in this sort of idea of, unlearning what you might have already in your mind and then relearning potentially new ways of thinking, new perspectives on the world from an Indigenous lens, Indigenerd is definitely a place to start that conversation. Our event in August, so when I created Indigenerd, I didn't really have a lot of time to launch it. It was sort of at the same time as creating this business, I was deep in the middle of delivering Indigenous Comic-Con. So I didn't really have that time to celebrate this amazing platform that I created. So I guess this opportunity is for us as a community to come together and celebrate this platform that is Indigenerd, celebrate, have a look and focus on the Indigenous creativity and culture together. But it's just going to be a fun night.
That sounds absolutely incredible. And unfortunately, that's all the time we have for in this segment. Keenan, thank you so much for joining us. We'd love to talk to you more as the event is closer to the date. But in the meantime, you can hear more from Keenan as one of the storytellers as part of the Deadly and Proud campaign. Just head to deadlyandproud.vic.gov.au and find out more about Indigenerd at indigenerd.com.au. Keenan, again, thank you so much for joining us on Geeks Out.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.